ignorant warriors. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you know, there's a war on Christmas in this country. I know because many commentators have said so. And the latest battle is the mom in North Carolina who wanted the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer pulled from the upcoming kindergarten concert because her daughter is Jewish and Rudolph has religious overtones. The song was pulled, then reinstated, but it's become yet another piece of evidence that America is anti-Christmas. Along with the usual debates over Christmas trees, nativity scenes, Christmas carols, there are Christians who are convinced that there is a conspiracy of secular progressives who want to make it impossible for you to get into the Christmas spirit. Well, I think it's time to settle this once and for all. I am a practicing Roman Catholic, as in I actually go to church. In fact, I go to a cathedral because I want to be as close to the source as possible. Catholics have celebrated Christmas longer than anyone else, so I think we know what we're doing. Well, here it is, less than a week until Christmas. There is still not a single Christmas decoration in that cathedral. There are no Christmas trees, no nativity scene, no Christmas carols, and certainly no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If you want to see Christmas, you have to go up the street to Macy's or Nordstrom's. That's because, for serious Christians, it's not Christmas yet. It's Advent. It's a time of preparation and penance. It's John the Baptist paving the way. Christmas doesn't come till 1201 on December 25th. Until then, we should all be singing John the Baptist songs, if there were any. Actually, I think there's maybe one. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.